Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. This is our wrap-up report for Friday. All the market details coming your way when we come back right after this.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show in each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. The 23rd annual Tulsa Farm Show is planned for December the 8th through the 10th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the farm and ranch community. Call Ron Bormaster to learn more at 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News Email.
Heeper Seed Farms in Enid, Oklahoma have 7 high-yielding wheat seed varieties. You can choose from Monument, Flint, Lano and Jackpot, Doane's, Everest, and Gallagher. Joe and Mary Jo Peeper have been selling top-quality seed wheat for over 25 years. Call today at 580-855-2431. That's 580-855-2431, or you can email them at jrpeeper@gmail.com to book your seed today. Well, light trade seen through the entire livestock complex today as traders remain focused on the softness in grain markets following the increased yield, announcement in the USDA crop report. This created additional buyer support in nearby contract months, although deferred contracts remain generally unsupported. The trade activity this morning was confined narrowly mixed price shifts through the entire complex as softness in the grain market has continued to draw buyers back into the nearby contracts. The focus on long-term demand uncertainty continues to limit deferred contract support. Corn prices are lower in light trade today. The September corn was 7 cents lower. Stock markets are lower. The Dow Jones was lower, while the NASDAQ also down about 4 points. Live cattle futures bounced higher and lower throughout the day, with traders taking a very cautious approach to the market with the focus on upcoming cash cattle market trade, which has yet to develop here on Friday. The softness through the grain complex following the USDA crop report is helping to spark renewed buyer interest in nearby contracts. But overall volume remains extremely light, with most traders unwilling to actively step into the market at this point so far. Well, the grain futures mixed throughout the day today. Outside markets were starting to soften after yesterday's surge to all-time highs on Wall Street, which looks ready for a flat opening today, and that did continue on through most of the day. The wheat prices mixed with Minneapolis again showing a little more strength after heavy rains this week in parts of the Dakotas. Concerns about damage to higher protein wheat in Germany are also a factor. The corn prices a little bit lower today, holding December futures to a range of just a penny. The December has 312 to 320 as initial downside objectives. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.